It's time once again for our monthly conversation with UNC Health Pardee. Today we're speaking with Dr. Chris Edwards again, the medical director of Pardee Bariatrics and General Surgery. Dr. Edwards, thank you so much for joining me via Zoom. We appreciate your time.
No, thank you for having me.
So since you've been on the radio with us, there's been this whole new thing about obesity medications, and that is continuing to be a huge popular topic right now. So as an expert in that field, you're here to talk to us about these medications. Can you just kind of start by just telling us exactly what they are and why they're so popular right now?
Well, they're popular. These are what we call GLP-1 agonists, which are basically medications that help us with satiety and how hungry we feel. They also have some other side effects that are good. And they're just very popular because we're finally starting to see and have some medications that are actually advantageous and have worked so much better than the what we've had before the last few years.
So dial it down for us a little bit more. Tell us more about these and just exactly how they work and why they're working so well.
Sure. I mean, there's a number of reasons, and a lot of the reasons we really aren't sure exactly how they work. But for the most part, most of these drugs basically decrease the ability of your stomach to output. So you keep food longer in your stomach that sends signals to your brain that promotes satiety or a feeling of fullness. And that's how they work. Overall, what we see with these newer drugs, and most of them come in an injectable form where you inject it under the skin once a week or so. And these medications can act to decrease your excess weight by 17 to 18%.
Wow. Are there things one needs to think about or things one needs to consider before taking these?
Sure, because so they act on the stomach and they also act on the pancreas. So if you've got problems with your pancreas, it's probably not a good idea to go on these. And it also can exacerbate reflux and heartburn symptoms because it keeps the stomach from emptying very well. The other things to consider are really the indications for these. Like I said, what we see is only about 17 to 18% weight loss, which is still better than what we've seen with medications before. But there are a lot of patients that need a lot more weight to lose than that to get to a healthy weight. This is just one arm in a multidisciplinary treatment for obesity in a lot of patients. So it's not a one-size-fits-all, and that's really a decision and a conversation to have with your healthcare provider based on these medications.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. What kind of discussions you should be having with your doctor or provider before asking about these?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing is, one, is this medication right for me?
Yeah.
You know, in general, I think these are great medications for folks with 30, 40 pounds to lose. But if you have more than that, then you need to consider everything. You know, there's surgical options. There's other medications. You definitely want to make sure your doctor goes over your medical history. The other thing to consider is that a lot of these medications don't work for about 40% of the population that tries them. So that's a major consideration. The other thing to think about is cost. A lot of these are relatively expensive medications. It can cost anywhere from, you know, $500 to $1,500 a month if you have to pay out of pocket for these. And even with insurance, often it can be fairly expensive, and a lot of insurance companies don't cover these medications. And the big thing to consider, once you start these, you need to prepare to continue these for the rest of your life in some manner, because people often gain most of the weight, if not more, back once you stop these medications based on how they work.
Ah, so if you start with these, you have to commit to it. And again, you talked about the expense of that.
Yeah, and that's something you just need to consider. You
sure.
know, we have other options, such as surgical options, which are more permanent solutions, which are safe and effective, but that's not an option for everybody. With these medications, we finally have the ability to really give a patient a multidisciplinary approach to their weight. But it's something to really consider when you start them. You need to be able to complete the course, which is really for life.
Want to remind folks, we're speaking with Dr. Chris Edwards, the medical director of Pardee Bariatrics and General Surgery. Dr. Edwards, if someone wanted to come see you to talk about weight, is that something do they need to be sent by their doctor, or how does that work?
No, all you need to do is call Pardee Bariatrics and General Surgery and make an appointment. Okay. And we'd be happy to talk. You know, the nice thing about the program we have here is that it's not a one-size-fits-all, you know, meaning we treat all types of patients and we have all types of treatment options. And so we're able to really customize a treatment plan that's individualized to the patient. But all they really need to do is just call our number and we can get you started.
Fantastic. Dr. Edwards, do you have anything else to share before we wrap this up?
No, I think that's it. I think The most important things to really consider when thinking about these medications are they are a commitment, they are lifetime, and they're not for everybody. And also remember that we have excellent other options for those patients that are more than 50, 60, 70 pounds overweight, and that's surgery. And oftentimes these medications work a lot better after surgery or in conjunction with surgery than they were without it. So although the medications have come a long way, we're still not perfect with them as a medical community, but they are getting better and better.
Okay. Dr. Edwards, again, thank you so much for your time. You've been very generous with us. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
So if you have any questions or would like to learn more about weight loss options, you can easily visit PardeeBariatrics.org. Once again, that's PardeeBariatrics.org.